Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Enduro Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ENDR and on the OTCQB under the symbol ENDMF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Cole Evans. Now, Cole, we're going to follow up on what I think is the most important news release that's come out over the last about month from the company. That came out June 30th, and it is the start, or at least the mobilization, of the 10,000-meter drill program at the Newmont Lake project. Cole, start us off with a general overview of what the goals are behind this 10,000-meter program, please.
Hey, well, thanks, Corey, for having me on here. I always enjoy chatting with you. Our first goal with this program, 10,000-meter program, as you mentioned, which hopefully is really going to be a baseline number for this season, is we want to test the Chachi Central Zone. This is a target that we've been working on extensively with our green fields, boots on the ground work since 2019 when we first noted this area as being important, an area of interest. It's never been drilled in human history. This is a copper, gold, silver target. There's a mix, there's nickel, cobalt, arsenides in there. I don't think those are necessarily going to be economically significant, but it's a total grab bag of multiple different elements. And the things to take from the Chachi Central Zone, one are its size. The central zone, as we call it, is really still 1,800 meters in strike length based by the IP geophysics we've done. You know, anywhere from 400 to 500 meters wide. Of course, it comes down to drilling it, which is literally, I'm at the site office right now. We should have the first hole starting here in 2 hours, literally. So we are in the final countdown with respect to drilling this target for the first time. So that's our first in main goals. One of the great things with Chachi is its accessibility. And I think we may have talked about this before. If we've talked about it, is only 3 kilometers from our camp. I can poke out the window and literally see the drill from where I'm sitting right now. As we move forward, and if this target works out the way that we hope it will with time, the accessibility can become a really important talking point, because as you know, there's a lot of great deposits in the Golden Triangle, but they're not all in great locations, right? Some of them are pretty difficult to get to, which of course is the single largest contributing factor to their mineral economics. Whereas Chachi itself, you can be up on the side of the mountain. I was up there last night, standing on the drill pad, and I can literally just see the edge of where the Galore Creek mine road sits, straight down a big flat U-shaped valley. So if this works out the way that we hope that it will with time, that location is about as good as it's gonna get for the Golden Triangle.
So Cole, how many meters approximately, and how many holes are you going to be drilling at this Chachi Central Zone?
To give you the honest answer, we don't know. We've got 3 pads built already that will be multiple holes per pad. Because this is, again, completely new, we have as much groundwork data as we can possibly get, but there's still a lot of unknown questions. So we've designed our first set of 6 holes, the first 2,000 meters roughly, to test broad areas, broad concepts, and we're going to after those first couple thousand meters in this area, okay, we're going to have a lot more information. We're going to be able to answer a lot more questions that we just don't have answers to right now, and go back in there and refine targets. So yeah, say a few thousand meters to start. There's a couple other targets, of course, that we want to get to on the property. One of them is going to be Havana. Again, another untested target, never before in history has anyone drilled there. It's about 1,500 meters west of Chachi. I think it could be part of the same system. That's where we're seeing our high-grade silver, copper, lead, zinc. It's got everything. It's an 1,800-meter soil anomaly. literally 1,800 meters in strike length of over 1.5 grams silver in soil with lead, zinc. Like I said, the copper in there as well, our best sample of the vein. This is more of a high-grade vein and mantle scarn system that we think is adjacent. It was, 1,277 grams silver, about 4.5% copper with that, and a little bit of lead zinc. And we found that what we believe to be that same outcropping vein, about 65 meters away. This is down in the forest. It's easier access, but of course, when you're working on the ground, there's more cover being down in the tree, so there it's harder to get outcrop. But about 65 meters from that was where we first found it. That was around 850 grams per ton silver, over 5% copper, and I think around 4% zinc. So really good numbers. Be the next target, and then we're going to move as the snow continues to melt, because despite all this heat that we've had in Western Canada, and I know everyone, particularly in the southern half of the province, has been suffering from it, there's still quite a bit of snow in the Golden Triangle. We've probably talked about before, I think for the month of June, the snow base was 275% of average. To put it into perspective for investors who have, say, been looking at this area over the last 8-10 years, since from 2014 to 2019, for that month of June, when we really start looking at it as the exploration season starts, the base percentage never got above, I believe it was 9% was its max. 2020, it was around 125%. But of course, most companies were late to start the season with COVID, so it didn't really affect anybody. Going into this season, we were 275%. So, snow levels that haven't been seen in a very long time. Fortunately, like I said, this heat wave in Western Canada has really helped to melt things back, but there still is a lot of snow. So as we move later into the next, say 3-4 weeks from now, we're going to be moving up into our Burgundy system. Alan Wilson, who we've just brought on as a technical consultant, has been instrumental in helping us pick a few, come up with new concepts and drill holes that we're going to put up there. The first one is really obvious, though. We've got our channel trench sample on surface. Again, never been drill tested in human history, but we got that trench that's 37 meters of 1.3% copper, 1.5 grams per ton gold, 23 grams per ton silver, and just under 3% zinc on surface. You're walking on it. It's pretty spectacular outcrop, and that ends in mineralization. When that trench was being taken, it ended up snowing, and so we weren't able to continue sampling across the surface. But fortunately, of course, with the drill holes, that's not going to be a barrier for us. So, yeah, we're really excited about all of our targets. We feel they're incredibly strong, and we've done the homework, importantly, over the last 2.5 years, that as we get these first drill holes into these new targets, we have all of our background information, so to speak. The hard work's been done, that we're going to be able to advance these pretty quickly.
Okay, so it sounds like this program, this 10,000 meters, or at least just the minimum of 10,000 meters, this is all focused on exploration, hey? Testing out targets that, it sounds like, have never been tested before.
Absolutely, absolutely. That was our goal coming here. We're still interested in our high grade gold, no doubt. We're really happy with the results that we got from 2020, but ultimately, what's Enduro's goal? Why are we at Newmont Lake? Why do we have this big land package? It's to find the elephants. That's what makes the Golden Triangle the Golden Triangle. What we've gotten so far is good. We can continue to grow it, and it's there. But we're here to find the next monster. That's why we're here, right? That's what interests me. That's what interests our team. That's why our investors are on board. That's what this season's about. Even though I say monster, of course, they're still hard to find, right? It takes time, but we've gone through that process now, right? Now we're ready to test these concepts, and we've got a lot of chances at it. And so frankly, we really only need one of these to work out, and we should be okay. But if more than one of them do, hey, I'll be the happiest camper there ever was.
So will I, but I'm also a shareholder, so we'll be following along closely. Now, within that news release, you also mentioned the preparatory facility for running the core through. So I think we all remember, all the investors last year, just how delayed these prep labs were and assay labs for getting drill results turned around. What did you want to highlight here when you were talking about this new prep facility and hopefully a faster turnaround time?
Yeah, good point. The problems that there were last year in 2020, they don't exist anymore. In British Columbia, as of July 1st, a whole whack of COVID restrictions were just lifted. So that's automatically increased the existing capacity the labs had. I was just there 2 weeks ago doing a prep inspection and chatting with the lab manager there, and he was explaining to me that based on a whole bunch of these extenuating circumstances between, mainly due to COVID, and then of course the rush of financings into exploration, and then everyone trying to jam as much as they could into the few months that was left of the season once the industrial camp protocols and procedures were put in place in British Columbia. They were at a point where a facility that was designed to process 100 samples per hour was only doing 10 samples per hour based on all the restrictions they had. So those are all gone now. And the other part of it too, from now our side, is we're starting way earlier than we did last year, right? You know, the drills didn't start turning last year until it was, I can't remember the exact day, but first week of August, let's say, about a month ago. So we're a month ahead of schedule compared to where we were last year. And that's going to get, samples in the queue earlier. And so I never want to, because I've been asked about that so many times, and I will never give exact dates or guesstimates with respect to lab wait times, but I would anticipate that it's going to be significantly better than it was last year.
That's all you can ask for, really, but it sounds like these assay labs are better staffed and can actually get more people into the office, so that definitely helps. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Cole regarding this drill program, especially at Enduro, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. As I said, I am a shareholder of Enduro Metals, so we will be following along as some of these drill results start to hit the market. That will take a little bit of time to complete the drilling and get them through the assay labs. But in the meantime, I know Cole is happy to answer any questions that any of you have. Cole, I appreciate the update. Thank you for the time, and keep in touch on the back of any news, please.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Corey. We will.